Under law, the Office of the Political Ombudsman is authorized to conduct investigations into breaches of the Code of Political Conduct or activities that are likely to affect the good relations between political parties and their supporters. Political Ombudsman Donna Parchment Brown recently visited JIS Radio's Studio 58A and shared details about her work and future objectives with host Vaughn Davis. Here's an excerpt of the discussion.
Can you talk to us about how you go about investigating to make sure that you're able to bring the political parties to accountability?
Yes.
When there are problems?
Yes. One of the things is that the access, any mechanism that the ombudsman wishes to use is okay. So mm-hmm. there's no stipulated way.
Mm-hmm.
What I tend to do is when something arises, and usually something here in the public domain, mm-hmm. so it's the media handling something, or it could be a written complaint, because a complaint is something in writing coming from someone affected.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be a report, because sometimes people post things on the political ombudsman social media pages, mm-hmm. or people may send me an email anonymously,
mm-hmm.
or political actors may write me an official complaint. And based on these different ways, I might send to the party who it is alleged is doing something wrong. I would mm-hmm. write them a letter. I would say, you may have breached such and such a section of the code,
mm-hmm.
Or such and such a section of the act, based on this document or this statement or this clipping that I'm attaching to the mm-hmm. correspondence. And within that context, I'm inviting you into a meeting with some other members of your party, if you wish.
Okay.
And typically they would come into a meeting. I have had, unfortunately, one or two who have not come.
Okay.
They have not refused to come, but they have, after several invitations, failed to come. And these are people at a level. They're already elected officials sitting in the parliament, or they may be in a higher office, and they failed to come after numerous attempts. So they're disregarding their own law.
Okay, so which begs the question of how do you in turn react when you find yourself confronted with these kind of uncooperative persons? I mean, you know, that must make your work very difficult. And at times, people wonder if how much teeth do you have to hold them accountable?
Right. Well, the thing is, the premise on which this system is established is one about collaboration, about leadership. Mm-hmm. So the expectation is that the leader of the political party, mm-hmm. whether it is the most honorable prime minister or the leader of the opposition,
mm-hmm.
on receiving correspondence from the ombudsman, that they would be even more committed to resolving the issue than the ombudsman. Okay. That was the premise on which it was done. I don't believe that we're there.
Okay.
And so that does create some difficulties, yes. And my role is not to create an antagonistic relationship with political actors. That doesn't mean I am afraid or I back
down. Yeah, because I'm sure many persons would feel like maybe you should become a little more antagonistic and forward with them to hold them accountable.
Well, you don't need to be antagonistic to work with people.
Okay.
So I don't operate in a space where what I'm doing is a lot of finger pointing.
Mm.
I prefer to have consultative efforts. Now, on the matter of fines, this is one of the things we have been stressing, that breaches of the code of conduct should result in fines and or other penalties.
Some tangible penalties,
yes,
that will help hold people
accountable. And we're definitely asking that fines be enacted in the law, that the code of conduct be attached as part of the law,
mm-hmm.
monitored by the ombudsman, and that each of the standards set out in there, breach of them should result in a known fine or a range of fines that the ombudsman would be able to levy against that person and or the party.
And so you're actively lobbying to get that
yes.
that done?
This has been actually in a number of the annual reports,
mm-hmm.
of the Office of the Political Ombudsman over the years.
Mm-hmm.
This has been stated as something important.
Political Ombudsman Donna Parchment Brown in a recent interview with Vaughn Davis inside JIS Radio's Studio 58A. Catch the full interview on our YouTube channel at Jamaica Information Service, Studio 58A. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, and share.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.